They are anything but conservative, a look at the jokers lining up to be the next UK Prime Minister. By Kurt Zindulka on October 21, 2022. The absolute imbroglio that is British politics will continue as the candidates for yet another Tory leadership contest ready themselves for a blessedly brief battle for the keys of number 10. The race to replace failed Prime Minister Liz Truss is set to conclude by as soon as Monday, when another globalist stooge may well be installed into office. The runners and riders are once again lining up in their stalls for the second Conservative leadership contest in as many months following the resignation of Liz Truss, who is said to be the briefest Prime Minister in British history. The rapid demise of Truss came amid a behind-the-scenes counter-revolution from the Remainer and globalist establishment within the party conducted by Chinese Tide. COVID authoritarian Jeremy Hunt, which forced Truss to abandon her mildly conservative attempt to introduce supply-side market reforms and moderate tax cuts. Truss won her place in Downing Street off the back of a membership vote during the summer's protracted race to replace Boris Johnson. However, despite her support among actual voters, she did not win the support of the parliamentary party, which backed her challenger Rishi Sunak during the contest. Just 45 days after coming to power, Truss was essentially kicked out of office by those same elements within the party, with MPs deciding that they are apparently more enlightened than the British people on determining the fate of their country. So while the country is racked with the disastrous cost of living and energy crises, here are the MPs lining up for the top job in the giant distraction that is the Conservative leadership contest. Rishi Sunak. The darling of the globalist left wing of the Conservative Party, Sunak was favored by MPs during the initial rounds of the previous leadership contest, edging out Liz Truss by a margin of 137 MPs to 113, giving the former Chancellor a clear edge in this week's contest, which saw the threshold raised to a minimum of 100 MPs for entry, compared to the 20 backers needed during the last go-around. Currently, Sunak is pulling ahead in supporters according to the MP headcount conducted by the Westminster gossip blog Guido Fox. Sunak, an acolyte of the World Economic Forum, has the distinction of being the only other politician to be fined besides Boris Johnson during the Downing Street Partygate debacle, in which they violated the very lockdown restrictions they imposed upon the public. During his time as Finance Minister, Chancellor of the Exchequer, under Johnson, Sunak ushered in the highest spending levels since the Second World War as he flooded the market with handouts to people to stay home during the lockdowns. The allegedly conservative MP also ushered in the highest tax burden in 70 years in order to pay off his spending spree. While the Conservative Party membership voters rejected Sunak's pitch of keeping taxes high, it is likely that his Treasury orthodoxy philosophy will continue no matter who the next inhabitant of Downing Street is, as it is perfectly clear from the fate of Liz Truss that the party of Margaret Thatcher no longer believes in low taxes and a small state. One of the richest men in Parliament due to having married into India's billionaire business aristocracy, Sunak has also come under criticism for his family ties to communist China. The former chancellor was at the forefront of trying to push for deeper trade ties with the murderous regime after talks were sidelined in 2019 following the brutal crackdown on the pro-democracy movement in the former British colony of Hong Kong by Beijing. Despite feigning during the last campaign a desire to get tough on China, Sunak even won the tacit endorsement from Chinese state-owned media. If being in favor of high taxes, high spending, and the cheap comms wasn't enough, Sunak is also one of many politicians in Britain who are unable to define what a woman is. Three cheers for modern conservatism. Boris Johnson. No, your eyes are not deceiving you. It appears that disgraced former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is actually considering following through with his promise, threat, to make a political comeback after just a month and a half after being kicked out of Downing Street for promoting a known sex pest and the myriad of hashtag Partygate scandals in which he and others brazenly broke their own draconian lockdown measures while demanding the public be confined to their homes. Though ascending to heroic status on the back of his promise to get Brexit done after years of dithering under his predecessor Theresa May, Mr. Johnson ultimately proved to be one of the most disappointing Conservative leaders in recent memory, given the fact that he seemingly abandoned any notion of governing conservatively once in power. During his tenure, Boris was at the forefront of the Great Reset agenda, most notably on the issue of climate change. despite persistent protests from eco-zealots like Extinction Rebellion. The fact was that Johnson was responsible for crafting one of the more radical green agendas in the Western world, with him even at one point comparing his windmill lunacy to Vladimir Lenin. However, for Brexit supporters, the biggest disappointment was likely his failure to deliver on the promise to take back control of the nation's borders. Indeed, not only did Boris fail to implement any meaningful policy to stop the record waves of illegal immigration, but he also ushered in significantly higher legal immigration as his post-Brexit reforms to the immigration system resulting in a record 1.1 million visas issued to foreigners over the past year. While Johnson will have an uphill battle winning back support among the MPs who ousted him, he does perhaps give the beleaguered Tory party the best chance at clinging onto power. Given his success as a campaigner, having never lost an election during his career. Indeed, the current commanding Tory majority in the House of Commons was a result of his stonking victory over Jeremy Corbyn in the 2019 general election. According to current tabulations, Johnson is near neck and neck with Sunak for support among Tory MPs. While many small-c conservatives will be dismayed at the return of Boris Johnson's Build Back Better agenda, you can at least say this for the ousted leader. The prospect of his return seems to upset all the right people. Penny Mordaunt. The current leader of the House of Commons and acolyte of Master of the Universe Bill Gates. Penny Mordaunt, 49, could conceivably slip into Downing Street as a unity candidate should Boris and Sunak knock each other out in the contest. While Mordaunt proved an early favorite among the legacy media and Tory voters in the previous leadership contest over the summer, poor performances in the interminable series of debates ultimately saw her fade and falter, notably on the issue of transgenderism, with the Conservative MP declaring that trans men are men and trans women are women. Mordaunt has also drawn criticism for turning to arch-globalist and Microsoft founder Bill Gates to pen the foreword to her 2021 book Greater Britain After the Storm. A Royal Navy reservist, Mordaunt has attempted to brand herself as an heir to Margaret Thatcher's legacy, often recalling her memories of the Falklands War in the 1980s. This stance has been coupled with a hawkish stance on the war in Ukraine, taking the side of the NATO establishment on Russia, declaring in April that Putin's invasion must fail, rather than seeking a diplomatic solution to the conflict which many fear could spill into another world war. The Portsmouth North MP has also come under fire from former colleagues, including Lord David Frost, who served as the UK's Brexit negotiator with the European Union. During the summer's leadership contest, Frost openly stated that he had grave reservations about her ability to perform the role of Prime Minister. "I'm sorry to say this, she did not master the necessary detail in the negotiations last year. She wouldn't always deliver tough messages to the EU when that was necessary, and I'm afraid she wasn't fully accountable or always visible. Sometimes I didn't even know where she was," Lord Frost said in July. The actual Conservatives who have no chance of winning. Two potential candidates that might satisfy the base of the party would be former Home Secretary Suella Braverman and current Trade Secretary Kemi Badenoch. The two women, both in their 40s and the children of immigrants, have both stood against the tenets of mass migration and the woke movement. Braverman, 42, dramatically resigned from her post this week over the apparent intention of Liz Truss to also U-turn on cutting immigration as she did with tax cuts following the counter-revolution and ascension of Jeremy Hunt to become the de facto head of the country. During her brief tenure at the Home Office, Braverman turned heads by advocating that the Conservatives should finally fulfill their pledge to cut immigration to the tens of thousands and advocating that the UK free itself from the European Court on Human Rights, ECHR, which controversially intervened to stop a flight of several illegal migrants from being removed from the country to Rwanda to have their asylum claims processed offshore rather than on British soil. In a damning resignation letter, Braverman took thinly veiled shots at the Truss government for failing to take responsibility for their mistakes and saying that she had serious concerns about this government's commitment to honoring manifesto commitments, such as reducing overall migration numbers and stopping illegal migration. Trade Secretary Kemi Badenoch, 42, was a member's favorite in the previous leadership contest. However, her stridently conservative stance was not as well received among senior party members, who prevented her from reaching the stage in which voters could weigh in on the race. The Nigerian Heritage MP rose to folk hero status amongst the right of the party in 2020. When she delivered a barnstorming speech in which she chastised the Marxist Black Lives Matter movement and critical race theory. While the two women, neither of whom have officially declared their intent to run, would likely stand a good chance at winning a membership contest against the other globalist challengers, it is deeply unlikely that MPs would allow them to reach such a stage, given their recalcitrance to the rather milquetoast tax-cutting agenda of Liz Truss. The British public can expect more of the same from the next Conservative government, which will probably be kicked out of power in the next general election regardless, and they probably deserve it. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.